AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Visitors are being told to stay away from the campus of Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina. Early this morning, one student was shot and killed on campus. Another student was injured. The search continues for a suspect. The AP Skip Foreman is in Winston-Salem.
There are no immediate indications as to what prompted the shooting. It did happen in the early morning hours, so any one of a number of factors could come into play here. But from official perspective, there's been no word as to why the shooting took place.
The school says student services are operating normally and classes will be held at Winston-Salem State on regular schedules tomorrow. Police in New York are looking into whether a medical condition may have caused a driver to crash into a group of trick-or-treaters last night. Three people were killed. The AP's Julie Walker reports it happened in the Bronx.
Witnesses describe hearing a loud boom, followed by screaming and crying, then seeing a trail of mangled bodies in crumpled, bloodied costumes.
The 52-year-old driver was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Police in Minneapolis say a 5-year-old boy who was trick-or-treating on Halloween died after he was struck by a car while crossing a street. The driver of the car stayed on the scene and is cooperating with police. Police in the town of Opelika, Alabama, near Auburn, say a man died after being shot by an officer. It happened during a traffic stop last night. Michael Curry is the new presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church.
God has not given up on the world. And God is not finished with the Episcopal Church yet.
Curry is the first black leader of the U.S. Episcopal Church. Episcopalians are struggling with shrinking membership and ongoing tensions over the Episcopal support of gay marriage. A circus trapeze artist is in stable condition after falling into the crowd during a performance of a circus in Philadelphia. This is AP Radio News. Tonight in New York, the Kansas City Royals could win the World Series with a victory over the New York Mets in Game 5 of the World Series. Edison Volquez won Game 1 for the Royals. Then he found out his dad died. Volquez is pitching tonight.
Show the world, you know, what I hear, you know, to compete with the other team and give you the chance, our team, to win. And I'm pretty sure my dad is going to be proud of me.
The Mets' Michael Conforto is not worried about tonight.
It's just been show up for our game, and we got to win this one. So I don't think it changes.
In the NFL on this Sunday, in the closing seconds, the New Orleans Saints with a field goal beat the New York Giants 52-49. Tampa Bay beat Atlanta 23-20. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 16-10. Baltimore beat San Diego 29-26. And in London, it was the Kansas City Chiefs over Detroit 45-10. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.